91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Stand by. Next, it's Linda Gastenheimer's Restaurant Roundabout. We have restaurant reviewers on hand with lots of information about the many, many dining spots along our Gold Coast and the Keys. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Also, we have options for ethnic foods, news about openings, closings, new chefs, and restaurant trends. Of course, we welcome listener suggestions. Perhaps you know a small diner with an old-fashioned breakfast. How about a favorite sidewalk cafe, veggie cuisine, or terrific takeout pizza? In the studio are Matt Meltzer of the Thrill List Media Group, Miami Herald food editor Evan Benn, and food and travel writer Jen Kretnick. Also, of course, Fred Tasker. Stay tuned. Restaurant Roundabout next, after the news. And it is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman, 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. And today it's Linda Gastenheimer's Restaurant Roundabout. During the next hour, we'll hear from our panel of reviewers about the South Florida restaurant scene, right, Bonnie?
Yes, and of course, we're glad to take your calls about your restaurant experiences or about the ones you recommend, either old favorites or new finds, or the ones you don't recommend. So, joining us, chef, author, syndicated columnist, and our friend, Linda Gastenheimer. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Joe. Great to be with you. As you mentioned, it's our very popular restaurant review program, and there's always a lot of restaurant openings, just closings, and of course, we've got all the gossip you want to hear about the restaurants.
Right.
We're going to hear all about it. We have three reviewers today. Evan Benn is the Miami Herald food editor, and he's going to cover Miami-Dade for us. Welcome, Evan.
Hi, Linda. I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you with us. And Matt Meltzer is the Miami editor for the Thrillist Media Group, and he'll cover Broward County for us. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Linda. Great to be here, as always.
Always a pleasure, Matt. Always tells it like it is. And also with us is Jen Kretnick. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great to have you with us. And of course, we'd love to have you, our listeners, with us. As Bonnie mentioned, please call us. Maybe you have a restaurant treasure you want to tell us about, a mom and pop place with great food, or maybe you have a question or some pet peeves. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576. It's 800-743-WLRN. And Bonnie's handling the
email at radio@WLRN.org. That's radio@WLRN.org.
And our favorite wine columnist, Fred Tasker, is not with us today. They've had, imagine
he's in
this,
dire straits.
Bad 80-mile-per-hour wind storms in Michigan. He has no electricity, no power. And as you know, Fred gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns that are in the Miami Herald, and also his wine column is usually in the Saturday paper, excuse me, but it won't be this week. So we'll miss Fred. He'll be with us next week. Hopefully, he'll be back with the power.
Yes.
I'm okay. Sure he has a corkscrew.
That for sure.
And it's not electric.
No, I'm sure it's powered by hand, so he's fine.
And by the way, all the restaurants mentioned today are going to be listed on my blog at dinnerinminutes.com. And if you miss some of the program, it'll be archived right here at WLRN.org. So there's always lots of openings, and I recently went to one we've been talking about before the show, Vagabond.
Yes, Vagabond. Indeed. My neighborhood. Yay.
It's at
7301
Biscayne Boulevard. It's the MIMO district. It's also known as the Miami's Upper East Side. And I have to tell you, it's very hard to keep up with all the different names that are going on at Biscayne Boulevard.
We like nicknames. This is the Magic City, right?
Okay.
I have a problem with Upper East Side. I'll just throw it out there.
Okay. So you'd rather have MIMO.
Anything but that. It's a neighborhood in New York.
Exactly.
Let's make our own names.
Exactly. You know? I agree, Matt.
Well, it's set in a former motel that's dating back to 1953. Chef Alex Chang has a very eclectic menu. It goes from dry-aged beef cheeseburgers to pan-seared beef heart. Mm-hmm. So, but it's an interesting place. It's lots
Joe
of fun.
Is making a face. Yeah.
It's a great
it's
place,
beef,
though.
Joe. It comes from a cow, Joe. You like that.
I don't know. It's done nicely. The dining room's great. They have a great pool area and pool bar, and you can eat outside.
And isn't the bar
well.
Scene great?
The bar scene is great there, inside yeah.
and
at the
cocktails
pool.
Are terrific.
Right.
They really are. But, you know, Joe, there's crickets. And well, I don't mean there's fried. Crickets like you're
yeah,
listening to
I only
to
like
crickets.
Them deep fried.
That's oh, what you'll get.
Really?
All right, a new menu at the Palm d'Or at the Biltmore. And this is a great place to go if you want a special dinner because it's a Michelin star chef, Gregory, I guess it's called Pugin. And he transports you back to France. It's a fixed price menu. It is expensive. It's very good, but it's a perfect restaurant to go to on Miami Spice. I was surprised that they actually had that.
Oh,
yes.
$39 for three courses at Palme d'Or. You're not going to get that any other time of year.
Right. So that's a good thing to know about. And by the way, next week, the 10th to the 14th, I'm not quite sure of the dates, but you can Google this at cubastudygroup.org. Top chefs from Cuba are coming in to cook in several of the restaurants. It's kind of a cultural exchange that they're coming in from Cuba to cook at some of the restaurants. So cubastudygroup.org. And always mentioning new restaurants, but there's one restaurant that's usually very, very good, and that's Toscana Divino.
Yes.
And that's in Mary Brickell
Excellent.
Park. And that's good.
And they have an oyster happy hour, which is really fun.
Yeah, and their Miami Spice menu was quite good. I had a tasting of it. Okay, we'd love to hear the treasures that you find, so give us a call. But let's go to Evan. Evan, so many open, it's just hard to keep track of it. So what are the ones to watch in Miami?
It is. We've had a lot of openings recently, even though summer tends to be kind of the slower time of year. People are going ahead and opening anyway to kind of get their feet under them before the busy season starts. So one that just opened over the weekend that I went to, I like it a lot, is Continental. That's at 2360 Collins Avenue in Miami Beach, and it's the fourth South Florida restaurant from Steven Starr, who owns 36 restaurants in Philadelphia and New York mostly, and then this spattering in South Florida. So the Continental is kind of a retro modern diner. I don't want to say like Big Pink, but if you kind of think that way of upscale comfort food in a way. The favorite thing that I had was called a foie gras McGriddle, which is basically like the...
Evan, a foie gras what?
Foie gras McGriddle. So if you're familiar with the McGriddle at McDonald's, they're like the maple syrup infused pancakes. Imagine a sandwich made of those with seared foie gras, a fried egg, and hollandaise sauce and bacon. And it is maybe the best breakfast sandwich you've ever had.
I think my cholesterol went up 15 points just listening to you say that.
So the Continental is located in the same facility as the new Aloft Hotel in South Beach, and it's worth checking out.
Okay. All right. So, Matt Meltzer, what have you got to tell us?
Well, in Broward, the biggest openings, the new ones, Riverside Market, Riverside Market, that great beer cafe and sailboat bend, opened up a second location not far from the Lauderdale Airport, and they call it Riverside Market South. It's over in that sort of warehouse district where you usually would park your car if you're flying out of Fort Lauderdale. They just opened a few weeks ago. Everything they do is great from the Riverside people, so definitely worth checking out. Great beer, real good, just sort of bar food to go with it, real high-quality stuff, same quality you'd expect from the original location.
And, Matt, if I could interject, I'd be remiss not to remind people that today is National IPA Day. It's a big day in the beer world, and the Riverside people definitely do a great job with beer, so it's a good day to check them out.
Absolute great place to check it out, maybe before a flight or, you know, or whenever. The other is a favorite from downtown here, Filling Station, which were known for their burgers for years and years and years downtown, have relocated to Oakland Park and are open up there now. It's a long way to go if you were a fan of the place back in the day. especially if you would take the mover there or whatever. But you know, if you happen to be up in Broward or you live up in Broward and used to enjoy their food down here, definitely go and check them out.
Are they not here anymore?
No, they moved out of that space.
Really?
Downtown.
Oh my God.
A while
people
ago.
Love that place.
Oh, it was great, but you know, that's the how Miami works. Rents go up, people move out, and so they're up in Oakland Park now.
So as soon as you're successful, you've got to leave because the rent goes up.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Jen Koretnik, what have you got to tell us?
Well, we've got a triple B opening. We've got Biblos, and we have Nine Beach, which really starts with an N, but we'll just discount that nine there. Nine Beach Fusion Kitchen and Lounge Bar, which is a Mediterranean place. And we also have Beechcraft, which is Tom Colicchio's place, which has been widely anticipated and a little bit delayed, but is finally open. So those are the three that have just recently opened in the past couple of weeks. And then there's a whole bunch of places that are on deck for September, October, and November. So we are going to have a very busy fall.
It's amazing. You know what else opened? I don't know if it opened yet, but it moved. You remember Dewey Lasasso's 110 North?
Yeah, the Redlander. Exactly.
But Nido is opening up on 110th and Biscayne.
Yeah, that's taking over for Tunky Tunky.
Right.
Which
the Peruvian. Tunky Tunky. It was good.
And it's also fun to say.
That's a tough restaurant location. A lot of places have come and gone since North 110.
What's the new name, Bonnie?
It's Nido. It's an Italian.
N-I-D-O.
N-I-D-O, yeah.
Yeah, the original Nido is about 76th Street, I think.
On the Upper East
Side. Not Upper East Side, but in the Mimo District, somewhere close to, yes. So this will be the second location. I'm actually very happy about that.
Yeah.
It's something that we can have.
In that area, I mean, there's a lot in that area. There are a lot of residences. I don't know why restaurants don't make it there.
Well, when Dewey was there, it was a real problem because that's when they just started the construction. And it really killed him. And it was so sad because he's such a great chef. And that was such a warm, welcoming restaurant. And I think it got that reputation of being hard to access.
Because it's really not.
Well, it's not anymore.
Yeah.
But and now there's, you know, they're building that mall next door. So I think there's still construction going on and people still have that kind of image in their head.
People want to know Dewey's now relocated.
It's Schnebly, right?
It's Schnebly and Homestead.
He's opened the Redlander, which I still have yet to go to, but I'll be there as soon as I can get there.
So. And he's got a spice menu going on down there too. So that'd be a really good, you know, day trip for folks who live in Broward, Miami-Dade.
Yeah, we all first call him by his first name, but it's really Chef Lasasso. And he's terrific. He's been around since the early days, since 1990s.
80s. At the Foundling Club.
80s. At the Foundling Club.
Yeah, Foundling Club. So he's done a nice job.
So he's like a hometown boy.
Well, we have a lot of calls here, but I think we'll take a break first.
And we have some emails, too.
Okay, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about South Florida restaurants with Evan Benn, Matt Meltzer, and Jen Koretnik. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants, and giving us the latest restaurant news is Evan Benn. He's the Miami Herald food editor, and he's been covering Miami-Dade and everywhere else for us. And Matt Meltzer is the Miami editor for Thrillist Media Group, covering Broward. Jen Koretnik, she's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And we're going to hear now from you, our listeners, giving us your tips for the little treasures that you found. And the phone number to call in is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. And Bonnie is taking emails.
At radio@WLRN.org.
Right. And all of the restaurants that we mentioned today are going to be listed at dinnerinminutes.com on my blog. So let's go to line one. Marty in Coral Springs, thanks for holding on.
Hello, how are you?
Great. You have something for us?
Yeah. Name of the place is called El Paso. It's on the corner of Wilds and Riverside in Coral Springs. It's a Mexican-Spanish restaurant. My wife and I have been going there for years, and the food is just fantastic. It's incredibly well-priced. Typically, I can get out of there for both of us and me having a beer for less than $30. And it's just great. And they've got another one down in Davie, too. So they've got two of them, one in Coral Springs and another one down in Davie. Fantastic place called El Paso.
Coral Springs and Davie. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You know, speaking of Coral Springs, a new restaurant, a new Mexican-Spanish fusion restaurant just opened there this week. called the Feisty Bull at 9225 West Atlantic Boulevard, and it's from the same owners who run Da Vinci's in Boca. So it should be an interesting place.
All right, sounds good. Did you have an email?
We have some emails.
Yeah, go ahead, Bonnie.
Anish says there aren't many high-quality South Asian restaurants in Miami. Bombay Darbar and Zaika are two.
Well, Bombay Darbar just moved in Coconut Grove from a little tiny place to a huge area, still in Coconut Grove. And
okay.
They're doing a great job.
It says a new restaurant opened in South Miami called Taste Buds of India. Their original restaurant is in Coral Springs, and asks if any of you know for other suggestions for South Asian cuisine in Miami, not Broward, because they're in Miami.
Is Zaika the one on 123rd Street?
It just says Zaika.
In North Miami, yeah.
Yeah, because that one is rather new, and that one is delicious. I mean,
how is
that
it spelled?
Is like
Zaika?
Oh, here it is. Someone else is recommending Zaika. It's,
yeah,
it's 2176 Northeast 123rd
it is already,
Street.
It's already packed. It's only been open maybe a month and a half, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and it is packed every night. But it's worth it.
Z-A-I-K-A. Z-A-I-K-A, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
2176 Northeast 123rd Street.
People have been several times even.
Okay.
So for Southeast Indian, definitely. That one's worth visits.
Good. Well, let's go to Raymond. Raymond in another Coral Springs. Raymond, you got something for us?
Yeah, there's this place in Weston. It's called Mason Asian Grill. And they have a create-your-own stir fry for like $7. It's really good, a lot of fresh ingredients. They also have healthy food options. And they have this tuna carpaccio pizza. Amazing. It has raw tuna, jalapenos, black olives, cilantro, tomatoes, and some spicy mayo on it. It's
wow.
Out of this world.
Raymond, say the name again. I didn't get the name.
Mason Asian Grill.
Oh, Mason Asian Grill. Okay.
So they put the raw tuna on the pizza after it's cooked, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. It's like a crispy. It's like a crispy.
Well,
it's almost like
good,
a
Joe.
That's why we keep Joe around, for stating the obvious. Yeah.
To clarify things.
There are probably people out there thinking the same thing like I do.
This is a very strange email, okay?
Raymond, thank you very much for your call. We've got it done. Right. Thank you, Raymond.
Maybe you can decipher this. Maybe, Joe, you can decipher this. Check out Tacos and Tattoos in Sable Chase in West Kendall.
I know of this place. Yeah,
a great take on Puerto Rican food done in a Mexican Southwestern presentation with a Caribbean seasoning. Small family-owned operation, great vibe, excellent staff, and great beer.
It is it's a great spot. It's out in Kendall, which is probably the most underserved, I think, restaurant area in South Florida. It's a spot where it's pretty much what they described. They have sort of traditional tacos, but then they do this taco concept with Puerto Rican Caribbean fillings or Puerto Rican Caribbean things. It actually works. And the nice thing is, unlike the restaurants that try to do that out in the eastern part of Dade County, because it's in Kendall, it's a very reasonably priced place.
And where do the tattoos come in?
The tattoos, I'm not completely sure how the tattoos go. This is
Have a field trip.
It's worth going down there though. I've had some food from there, and it's very good.
What's the name of it?
Like Tacos and Tattoos. That's the name of it.
In the vein of
interesting restaurant concepts, there's one that just opened in Surfside recently called 26 Sushi and Tapas. Now, this is a kosher sushi and tapas restaurant.
Right.
So, only in Miami.
Wait.
Really only in Surfside.
We have some lines
open.
Yeah,
no, only in Surfside. Well,
there are a lot of kosher
restaurants. Also on 41st Street. Only in Surfside and 41st Street.
We have some lines
open. I'm still on the tattoos. I still think we need to go on
a field trip.
They may have a tattoo shop attached to it, but I can't confirm that, which makes me think if they have great beer in a tattoo shop next door, that's just a recipe for bad decisions.
Disaster, yeah.
Also known as South Beach.
okay, so our number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Call in with maybe you have a pet peeve, maybe you have a question, or maybe you have a wonderful mom and pop place nearby, or just a restaurant. We're always talking about new restaurants, and we don't keep mentioning some of the older ones that are really wonderful, and the fact that they're even still here makes them even more wonderful in today's world. Do we have more emails there?
No, but it's radio@wlrn.org, radio@wlrn.org.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit. We haven't mentioned today, we did last week, about Miami Spice and all. And Matt, you were telling me you had some suggestions, and then we'll go to everyone. Evan, you have some as well.
Well, we actually ran a story on Tuesday where we quantified out the best deals where you're going to save the most money at Miami Spice. There are certain places where dinner there, if you ordered what was on the Spice menu, would cost you over $100. I think Hakkasan at the Fountain Blue was our top one, where dinner would be something in the neighborhood of $130 for what they have on the menu, and currently is only $39. Also, Cipriani downtown, which is a very, very high-end Italian place, has a Chilean sea bass on their Spice menu that's usually in the 30s of dollars on the menu typically. And, of course, now you get three courses for $39 there. Also a place to check out is Texas de Brazil, which is one of those Rodizio places where I believe it's usually on the weekend, I think it's over $50 for their entire Rodizio service. And it's only, I think, obviously it's $39 for Spice. So it's essentially the same thing.
Okay. Evan, do you have some suggestions?
Yeah, you know, I think Spice is a little bit overwhelming to some people. There are 194 restaurants to try. 53 are on the Spice program for the first time this year. So each week in the Miami Herald's weekend section, which comes out on Fridays, I'm kind of rounding up a top 10 list in different categories, either by neighborhood or by type of food. So tomorrow's list is all sushi restaurants, the top 10 Miami Spice sushi deals to check out.
And that's on Friday, Evan?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
But generally I think Spice is a good time to try out new places or new-to-you places, and particularly there are three restaurants that have new chefs at the stoves, and I think Spice is a perfect opportunity to go in and check out and see what these new chefs are doing. Azul, which is the signature restaurant at the Mandarin Oriental in Miami, has a newly appointed chef de cuisine, and I know he's been making some really interesting tweaks to the menu all summer, and he's been excited to showcase those during Spice. Essencia, which is in Miami Beach at the Palms Hotel, they have a new chef who's in there replacing the popular Julie Franz, who recently departed. And finally, Parippi in Coral Gables. They had a very kind of notorious falling out with their opening chef, and she's gone, and now they have a 25-year-old chef, Angelina Bastidas, and she is doing some really great Spanish-style food. So Parippi is also worth checking out during Spice.
Okay, and do you have anything, Jen, that you wanted to mention?
Well, I have a crew that I do Spice with every year, and we always make our decisions together, and it depends on how we're feeling at the time, but we usually try and go to the most expensive restaurants that we probably couldn't afford on just going on our own. But this year we might try Lore, because Lore has actually a really great looking menu, and they've been running it since July. So I figure any place that's been actually experimenting with their Spice menu for a month already has got it down.
So they jumped the gun.
Yes, they jumped the gun. Okay. Lore is in the Lowe's Hotel, where Emeralds used to be. And so that's one of the places we're going to try. Last year we did the Cypress Room, and that was probably one of the best Spice menus I've ever had. The portions were enormous, and that meal would have cost us maybe $300, you know, per couple, and we got it for $39. So it was like, you know, that's my general rule of thumb. I know people who go back every year to the Capitol Grill because they run such a great Spice menu, and, you know, just getting one of their steaks generally costs you a certain amount of money, and this time you get the three-course meal. So
I think Fred mentioned last week that Fred Tasker mentioned last week that for $28 you get as many pours as you want of the wine.
And it's always about the wine, of course, as well. You know, the thing about Spice is that they do try and upsell you, so you have to be careful. If you only want to spend that much money, then you have to say no to the extras and say no to the wine that they're going to say, let me show you our wine list. But I don't mind paying for a bottle of wine when I'm also getting three courses of bargain prices, when I'm, you know, generally going to be spending the same, you know, money on a bottle of wine and giving the waiter a better tip for that.
And a lot of them do have specialties on their wine list during Spice.
For me, it's just a way to try out a restaurant that I wouldn't be able to afford. And, you know, you're filling seats in a dead time of the season. So I think it's always as a win-win, even if I'm going to go in and spend more money than I had planned. But some people don't actually think that way. So you want to go in consciously knowing that you're going to try and be upsold. If you don't want to be upsold, be aware.
Right. Yeah, and another way to take the guesswork out of it is, you know, all the restaurants put their menus on ilovemiamispice.com, which is the official Spice website. So it's really helpful to go check it out, see which one appeals to you, kind of avoid the ones that are all the surcharges and the ones that are just serving kind of chicken breast, and go for the ones that really sound great.
No rubber ducky. Okay. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about South Florida restaurants with Evan Benn, Matt Meltzer, and Jen Koretnik. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, and giving us the latest restaurant news is Evan Benn. He's the Miami Herald food editor, and Matt Meltzer is the Miami editor for the Thrillist Media Group, and Jen Koretnik is the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And we've been hearing from you, our listeners, giving us your tips, your little treasures, restaurants that you found. Our number is 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Please join us.
An email is radio@WLRN.org, and we do have some.
Okay. Well, do you want to read an email? And we have a lot of phone calls coming in, so let's take
Here's a recommendation. Nadine wants a recommendation, or Joyce wants a recommendation for a good French restaurant in Broward County. The only one that she knows is Sage.
Oh, Sage has been there forever. Talk about oldies but goodies. Sage's.
But any others? French restaurants? Broward?
Crickets.
There's
silence. Crickets.
Evan, do you have any?
I'm thinking, and I'm coming up short.
There's one north on Federal Highway on about 23rd or so, across from the Barnes & Noble in a strip mall, and its name is escaping me right now, but it is pretty good. But if you know the Barnes & Noble on Federal, across the street from there, it's killing me. I went there once. It was very good, but the All name right. was something unrememberable.
You know, it's not Broward, but it is relatively new. There's a French restaurant in, of all places, Hialeah, just opened called...
Wow.
called La Fresa Francesca, the French strawberry petite cafe, and it's a very cute restaurant, only open for lunch right now, but doing really great stuff.
Well, it's Hialeah, so I mean, if you drive around there long enough, you might find yourself in Broward anyway. So
that's true.
Please don't call in if you live in Hialeah. We love you, Hialeah.
Okay. We all know it's true.
Let's go to line one. Max in Hollywood. Hi, you're on the air. Max, you're with us.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I heard a little while ago somebody mentioned a kosher sushi place in the Bay Harbor, Bal Harbor area.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you all know about a kosher vegetarian sushi place in Hollywood. It's called the Urban Cafe. I think it's been around for about 5 years or so, and it's in one of those hard, tough locations for a restaurant, but it's right on the corner of I-95 and Sterling, on the southeast corner of the intersection, and it's called Urban Cafe, and they serve fresh sushi, seafood, and Mediterranean, Israeli, and it's a kosher restaurant. Wonderful, delicious food.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Max. We've got a lot of callers here, so we'll put that in. All these restaurants that we've mentioned are going to be at dinnerinminutes.com on my blog. It'll be up this afternoon. And we have Anna and Kendall. Anna, you have some information about taco and tattoos for us?
Yes, definitely. I live in Kendall. We've been to Tacos and Tattoos from the very first week that they open. It's a fantastic place. It's a small little hole in the wall. There's no tattoo parlor anywhere
good.
Near
yeah,
it. But so. I think their whole theme is kind of like a tattoo, kind of indie kind of theme. But the food there is fantastic, and the staff is wonderful.
What do you usually get?
I usually get their burritos, and I've had their quesadillas and a bunch of stuff. Everything, anything that you order is good. They just really pride themselves in getting good quality food, which is something that you don't find very often.
Okay,
in
Anna, thank
Florida.
You very much. We have more calls, but now we know there's no tattoos at Tacos and Tattoos.
Disappointed.
Okay, let me just read this. Café de Paris on Las Olas. Someone's recommending very authentic French food. That's in Broward, so.
Okay, so that's another a Broward one. So we go to Steve and Davey, line five. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Hi, Linda. It's Steve Weinberg. How are you today?
Great. Nice to hear from you.
I wanted to touch upon what you were talking to about before with regard to wine opportunities. The Village Tavern is among several of the restaurants that do a Wine Wednesday, where almost their entire wine list is 50% off. And it really adds to the enjoyment of their already casual dining menu, because it lets you get wine at almost retail cost. And it's a good opportunity to explore more expensive wines that might be unaffordable on the regular price structure of a price list.
Okay, so Steve, where did you say it was located? It's in Davie.
It's in Pembroke, yeah. Well, it's actually right off of I-75 and Pembroke Garden Shopping Center.
Okay,
Pines
good.
Boulevard.
All right, thank you for your call, Steve. Thank you. Do you have... Bonnie?
We have lots. Cake on Biscayne Boulevard and 79th Street. Authentic Thai food.
Cake.
Yeah, that's a tiny, tiny little place.
Amazingly good, but and said not to be scared away by the location.
Yeah, exactly. It's right in the middle of that urban little strip where you can sort of, all the buses stop and it's no parking.
On the east side of the boulevard?
Yeah, on the east side of the boulevard. And you wouldn't even notice it unless you were looking for it. But it's always packed.
Really?
It's always filled, yeah. And you wouldn't notice that it was a Thai restaurant either by the name.
By the name, Cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chef's, it's a nickname for him because when his mother was pregnant with him, she only ate cake every day. And so he came out and she nicknamed him Cake, and now he has Cake Thai Bistro.
Cake Thai Bistro, okay.
God, we could have a lot of restaurants named that if that were the case, right?
Yeah, right. Well, ice cream.
Watermelon.
All right. We're going to Dee in Pompano Beach. Hi, Dee. You're on the air.
Hi. I am recommending El Tamarindo Cafe at 3100 North Federal Highway. It is Latin American food. They serve food from El Salvador, Peru, Argentina, Cuba, Tex-Mex, Italian, and Asian.
They're covering the Asia.
They cover it all. And the chef, Alex, is absolutely the sweetest man. He, you know, the food is excellent. The other thing that is wonderful about this is they have a proprietary line of wines that they serve at the restaurant, and you can buy them, you know, from the restaurant. Excellent.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Dee.
You can bring your dog.
Oh,
all right.
Does the dog get to drink the wine too?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Dee. Okay, let's go to line two. Laura. Hi, Laura in Miami.
Hi, are you?
You're on the air.
Thank you. My recommendation is Hot and Soul in Fort Lauderdale. It's next to the Culture Room, and it's off of Oakland Park Boulevard East and Federal Highway. It's a international soul food, and it's just great. The owners are awesome. Such a friendly atmosphere in there. They have a great wine list. They have a nice IPA beer list too. It's just a really great place to spend an evening at.
What's the name again?
Hot and Soul.
Like Hot and Soul?
Okay. H-O-T.
Well, and since it's IPA day,
it's
I guess
like
we
heart,
should all go
but
today.
Hot,
right.
See.
I get it.
Yeah, okay.
You got it, Eric.
Sorry, I thought you were beat, but you know, I thought maybe I should explain that one for you.
Bonnie,
okay, this is Walter Tap 42 in Fort Lauderdale and opening up soon in Coral Gables. Great food and excellent beer.
Did you say Tap?
Tap 42.
They just opened in Boca Raton also. That's their second location. They're opening in the Gables later this year. But they are the brunch spot in Broward on a Saturday. Great brunch party there. Real good food the rest of the week, too. So if you're up in Boca, they'll definitely go check that out.
Tap 42.
Yeah, great.
Okay, where
great
is it
burgers,
in Fort Lauderdale?
Actually.
It's on Andrews, just south of Broward Boulevard a little bit. It's good.
It's in that. Yeah. It's like behind the warehouses, in the warehouse district there.
Well, we're talking about Fort Lauderdale just for a minute. Let's say, Matt, they are having a sort of a dine event.
It's called Dine Out Lauderdale, and they've got 35 of their top restaurants are doing prefix menus, but it doesn't start until September 1st. So don't go running out in Broward and looking for it quite yet. But beginning of next month, there's 35 spots, among them Chima, Beauty and the Feast, Dos Caminos, S3, Royal Pig, YOLO, Adina. A lot of your favorite Broward spots are going to be doing it. So look for it coming out the beginning of next month, especially if you're up that way and you don't feel like driving all the way to Miami for the prefix specials.
Okay. All right. We have, is it Sal? Sal in Miami? You're on the air.
Oh, Hi, good afternoon. I have a suggestion for a different type of cuisine, which is Indonesian. And my wife and I, we visited Amsterdam, and it's very popular there, and it's very hard to find. And this place is in downtown Miami. It's called Bali Cafe, and it's definitely worth a try. It's kind of like a Thai food with an island twist.
Well, so. Do they have a rice tafel there?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Is it spicy? Is it like super spicy? Because I've been trying to find super spicy Indonesian. I cannot.
They can spice it up if you'd like, but the normal dishes are not really that spicy.
Oh, so you got to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you have all to tell them you want the authentic, but they do have durian ice cream sometimes. So
oh, wow.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's
smelly,
a good suggestion.
Smelly, smelly, smelly.
Thank you, Sal. Thank you. And let's go to line four. We have Ian in Miami. Hi, Ian. You're on the air.
Hey, Linda. This is Ian McIntyre. I have a lamentation and a question.
Okay.
And I know you'll know the place. A great neighborhood spot, a real center for meeting and greeting people. In Pinecrest, Ruben's Cuban Restaurant. And they closed up here about a year ago.
I was going to say, they're not open, are they?
No, they're not open. But,
that's his lamentation.
Oh.
Yes, it was a terrific, terrific neighborhood spot for 30, 35 years. And I was wondering if anybody had any word on the family reopening. I think they may have signed a chain restaurant in that shopping center. But spots like that are getting fewer and fewer in Miami, these independent places.
Right.
And
well,
it's a real loss to the community.
Well, okay, Ian, so if anybody knows if the Ruben Cafe people are going to be opening anywhere, they'll let us know.
I haven't heard anything about the owners reopening Ruben's, but, you know, Fox's Lounge in South Miami also just closed last week.
That was a sad day.
1946, so talk about end of an era. That was
made
really
a lot of bad decisions in that place.
They're beef tenderloins. What do we do without it?
Evan, why did they close?
I think it was just at the end of the road. I believe the building got sold, which we're hearing a lot.
They're building something there. There's new construction down South Miami.
You know, right next to it, they just built this huge new building right next to there. They're going to now. Fox, as I understand, has been taken away. Has closed because there's another big building going there.
That's
Tobacco
happening.
Road in the same year. It's Miami for you.
Well, and that's what's happening downtown too. Is a lot of the places that have been there for a long time are being pushed out by those big new condos. Mm. So we can expect to see a lot of the places that we know and love relocating.
Gone. You know, right. we saw an interesting switch recently at in Brickell at OTC, which had been open for 3 years at 1250 South Miami Avenue. That restaurant decided to close and then reopen a month later as a completely different concept. So it's now known as the Golden Fig, and it's kind of a very traditional American, you know, there's fried chicken, there's a burger, there are lots of fresh salads. So that's an interesting thing. We often don't see restaurants just kind of shut down and start anew.
And but reinventing themselves.
Yeah, did the hard restart.
Right. Bonnie, before we go to break, do you have an email?
Great spot, David. Great spot on North Shore, Miami Beach. La Cura Marina offers a $10 lunch special with multiple options for appetizer and entree. Ceviche is phenomenal. Fish dish, fantastic.
La Cura?
La Cura, L-O-C-U-R-A, Marina.
Okay. Very well, we're going to go for a break, a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants with Evan Benn, Matt Meltzer, and Jen Koretnik. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, and giving us the latest restaurant news is Evan Benn, the Miami Herald food editor, Matt Meltzer, the Miami editor for Thrillist Media Group, and Jen Koretnik, the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And you are listeners. You've been giving us some really wonderful, very interesting treasures that you found. Well, right now, it's dinner in minutes time. It's for those nights when you're not going out for dinner. And Florida lobster season, the official season, starts today. So they're really great on the grill. And I thought I'd give you a grilled lobster tail and black bean and rice salad. To grill the lobster tail, what you do is I want to butterfly it. So you split the hard side of the shell lengthwise, either with a sharp knife or poultry shears, then turn it over and slit the meat side down the middle lengthwise, cutting to the shell but not through it, and then you can open it up flat. And I sprinkle the meat with a little sherry, and I mix some butter and oil and garlic together and spread that over the meat, put it on the grill, or if you don't have one, you could put it on a tray and broil it, and cover it with foil and let it cook for about 10 minutes, just until the meat's opaque. It smells really, really good with the sherry and the garlic there. And that's real simple to do. And for the side dish, I have a black bean and rice salad. So you fill a saucepan with water, and you cook the rice for about 10 minutes. I cook my rice like pasta, and it's real simple. So you drain the rice, toss it with some salad dressing and some rinsed and drained canned black beans, and finish it with a little cilantro. So that's a simple recipe. The complete recipe and a photo is at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. As I mentioned earlier in the program, unfortunately, Fred Tasker is not with us today for the results of a major storm up in Michigan, and he's without electricity. But he did write to me and say, he said, before my generator goes, I want to tell you that I received some wine samples through the storm. The FedEx truck came through anyway. So I guess he's not too bad off, and hopefully he'll be back with us next week. Bonnie, you said you had some emails?
We have some emails. Let's see, Arch. Any info or review on new Greek restaurants in Broward, Black Olive and Greek Spice Grill, which is the very casual restaurant with owner chef of more upscale Trotta on Los Olas. And then will there ever be a Jewish deli like Wolfie's again? So it's a two-part.
Oh, well.
So he said that this restaurant is open, this Black Olive?
Black Olive and Greek Spice Grill. He wanted to know if we have any information or reviews on them.
Yeah, our colleague John Tanishuk at the Sun Sentinel reviewed Black Olive in like late May, soon after it opened, and I believe it was a 2-star review, 2 out of 4 stars. He said it had some obstacles to overcome, but you know, generally speaking, a solid Greek restaurant.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yes. So let's go to Joe. To line
we didn't answer his last question.
Yes.
Oh, his last question.
Will there ever be a Jewish deli like Wolfie's again?
Should we just let the silence speak for itself?
What can we say?
No. The answer is no.
If you open a Jewish deli now in Miami, it'll be $24 for a corned beef sandwich. So yeah. I don't think anywhere like Wolfie's could be viable in a high rent area, certainly.
I'm not sure people even want it. I mean, Wolfie's is where, you know, you got the fat on the corned beef and people don't want that anymore. It's like, you know, the only people who want that are the ones who really like grew up with that, and people would ask for it to be removed now.
It's yeah.
Like, so I guess we've kind of answered the question.
I guess the answer.
Yes. Well, is your name Rufino in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Linda. I had the pleasure of dining with you and your husband about 8 years ago at, I believe, Riverside Grill, no longer there, on 2nd Street in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. So...
go ahead.
No, so did you have a new restaurant for us?
Yes, it's called Finster Murphy, which is really a fish market. However, they do prepare food for you there, and they do wonders at the grill. Just do things simply and show utmost respect for seafood.
It's called Mr. Murphy, did you say?
No, Finster Murphy.
Finster.
And it's Finster. Just north of off 17th Street on 15th Avenue, southeast.
Okay. It sounds like it should be... Irish.
You're not going to get fresher seafood, and when they have soft shell crabs, you have to go to Chesapeake Bay to get a better one.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay. And shall we go to line 6? Hi. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Is it Madai?
Yes, it is.
Madai in Miami Lakes. Go ahead.
Yes. Sea Grape restaurant at the Thompson, Michelle Bernstein.
Uh-huh.
They're Miami Spice. I went for lunch. Portions were incredible, and the food is just spectacular. Everything was wonderful.
So you think their spiced lunch was worth it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm sure the dinner is just as good, or better, but the lunch was, the portion was great, and the taste was wonderful. The service was very good. We had a very reasonable glass of wine.
Okay.
The grounds are also very pretty.
Michelle Bernstein is kind of hard to keep up with. She's always doing new things. So she opened Sea Grape last year and in the Thompson Hotel at 40th and Collins in Miami Beach. And then, you know, when she opened her new Senna by Michi at 69th and Biscayne, I think that kind of overshadowed Seagrape, and she's still doing really great things there. So I'm glad that caller reminded people that, you know, Spice is a good time to check it out.
Great. Okay. Thank you for your
call,
Madai.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Ryan recommends Calypso, in Pompano Beach. Anybody know it?
Caribbean restaurant Calypso?
Just says Calypso.
Yeah. I think that's been around for a while.
Okay.
All right. And I'll give out the number just one more time. It's 800-743-9576.
No, it's too late for that, Linda.
Well, we'll see, because we don't have...
I don't want people to be laying on there when they're not going to get on. You say plenty of calls.
Okay, so we have an emailer. It's a Miami Spice question, which I think we sort of answered about Dewey. It says, we've been meaning to try the Redlander restaurant, Schnebly Winery, since it opened, but it's such a long drive to the Redlands. Notice that they're participating in Miami Spice for dinner Fridays and Saturdays. Has anybody tried it? Is it worth the drive? But we talked about
I think Dewey's food is always worth the drive.
Right.
And not just Dewey's food, I agree with you. Dewey's food is worth the drive, but if you haven't been to Schnebly recently, it's such a cool atmosphere. They've got the brewery there now on site with the winery. Dewey has really stepped up the food. It is kind of an ideal South Florida day trip destination. I really highly recommend it.
They also do have entertainment in the lounge there. They have live music.
There's live music. There's a waterfall. It's very kid-friendly. It's a great place to check out.
Yeah, and if you're going to go and you think it's, a very long drive, make it, like you said, a day trip. You know, there are other things to do down there. You can hit a couple of farm stands. I just went down and bought a couple of trees for my garden. You know, do something else.
Or even stay in a little place there and spend the night.
Go antiquing and homestead the next day. You know, there are, you can make it a trip. So it's really not that far. It's 40 minutes. We do in the Northeast. Yeah. That's called commuting.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so let's go to line 7.
Yeah.
Is it Tad? Tad in Aventura. Hi, you're on the air. Tad?
Hello?
Are you with us?
Yes, is this me? What?
Hello? Yes, it's you. Go ahead. We only have a minute left, so what have you got?
This is Tad, okay. You mentioned the restaurant in the Fountain Blue earlier in the show as being a very expensive one, but number one on your list. I don't remember.
Hakkasan. Yeah, Hakkasan.
It's like high-end, high-end Chinese restaurant in the Fountain Blue.
I think there's something that your people should know, that when you go to the Fountain Blue to park your car, go up to the restaurant, if you just have a glass of water, it's a $26 course, because that's what they charge you to park your car. And they do not give any validation or any discount.
I highly recommend Uber when going to the Fountain Blue.
Unless you live in Broward. Don't do it if you live in Broward.
Well, you better take advantage of Uber fast before they outlaw.
It's going to be around in Miami, but that's a whole other story for a whole other show.
It's a whole other story. Do we have time for just one more?
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead. Line 1. Charlene, hello, Charlene in Doral. We just have a few seconds left. Have you got a suggestion?
Yes, I do. It is called Bistro Bulgogi. It's on 1450 Northwest 87th Avenue. It's Korean. It's great. It's modern. It's fresh. I love it.
Say that again.
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Right around the corner from the Miami Herald here. We like it a lot for lunch.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we have more to talk about, but we're out of time. So, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. And next week, we're going to be talking with, I've got to get her name right, Robin Almodovar. Okay.
Almodovar.
Thank you very much, Almodovar. And she's been on Chopped, and she's a television personality. And I want to thank Evan Benn, food editor for the Miami Herald, Matt Meltzer, Miami editor for the Thrillist Media Group, and Jen Koretnik, restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Thank you all for all of your great information. And for you, our listeners, Fred Task will be back with us next week. Joe and Bonnie, great talking with you.
Great.
Okay. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next week.
And thanks for joining us. Our producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction from online producer Paul Leary. We have free audio archives and downloads at our website. That's WLRN.org. And also the Topical Currents Facebook page. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. We come back Monday for a program with the once controversial South Florida figure. He challenged obscenity standards and was a hip-hop innovator, Luther Campbell. Author of The Book of Luke. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gassenheimer. Stay tuned now for Here and Now from NPR News.